Millions of children born during the COVID pandemic start kindergarten this year. NPR's Vanessa Romo went to find out, are the nation's five-year-olds ready for school?
Last Wednesday was a big day for the Sussman and Frankel family. It was five-year-old Eli Frankel's first day of school at California Creative Academy, a charter school in Los Angeles. Molly Sussman, his mom, told me about the day sitting at her kitchen table while the Hot Wheels obsessed boy played next to us.
As parents, every single milestone you go through feels like the biggest deal when you're in it. And then afterwards, you're like, oh, well, like we got through it. It's totally fine. Yeah.
Among her fears was that Eli might feel overwhelmed by the transition from a small preschool to a bigger school. She worried that he wouldn't be able to handle the structure or just cry. But to her surprise, only her husband teared up.
I kind of want the truck race.
And who's winning?
The Sussman and Frankels are not alone in their anxiety. 3.6 million children were born in 2020 as the coronavirus ushered in one of the most extraordinary periods in modern history. And scientists are still trying to figure out how this generation may be different.
First of all, I'd say we're way too early, right? Like trying to say something about five-year-olds right now is scientifically impossible because then science lags by at least a couple of years.
That's Dani Dimitriou at Columbia University. She's the co-chair of an ongoing study on pandemic newborns. One of their first findings, published in 2023, was that six-month-old infants born during the early months of the pandemic showed slight developmental delays in their motor skills. That was particularly troubling, Dimitriou said, because there's ample research showing that early childhood experiences can have lasting effects on development and growth. But the good news is that those infants quickly caught up, she said.
The early child brain is extraordinarily malleable, and any measure that we use in that very early phase is not really predictive. It's just an indicator of that child in that moment.
Kristen Huff has been tracking the academic growth of K through 12 kids since before the pandemic. Huff is head of measurement at Curriculum Associates, which provides national grade-level testing. Their latest study, which covers the 2023-24 school year, found that
even students who were not in school because they were too young to be in kindergarten during the pandemic are coming into kindergarten less prepared than their pre-pandemic peers.
According to the report, just 81% of five-year-olds are arriving kindergarten ready in reading. That's down from 89% in 2019. And scores dropped 14 points in math. Still, Huff is optimistic about the future.
We know what is needed in classrooms and schools and to support teachers. And when those things are in place, these schools, they can buck the trend.
That's just going to take a lot of commitment from the grown-ups, she said. Vanessa Romo, NPR News.